Praise the Lord. The tomb is empty. Christ has arisen. Praise the Lord. He is risen indeed. Welcome to our worship of celebration on this Easter morning. What a blessing it is to greet you. May the joy of God's amazing love fill you with awe and wonder as we worship the risen Christ this morning. Hear this word of the Lord from Peter, speaking to a large gathering of people in the home of Cornelius. Peter tells them what the Lord has laid upon his heart to share with them, testifying to the truth of Christ's resurrection. So our reading from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus at Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went through doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, on this Easter morning, we come in to this time of worship, both here in the sanctuary and those that are connected in. Lord, we gather to worship you, to celebrate with you Christ's victory over the grave, over death, and for the forgiveness of our sins, that we would have the promise, the hope of everlasting life. Lord, may your Spirit be active in this service, that the words that are sung, the words that are shared and read, that they would be pleasing and acceptable to you as we worship you on this beautiful, wonderful day. Amen. The grave is empty. He is risen. What is your reaction to such good news? Maybe it's like the reaction of these people who hear the news once again, he's still risen. Here's a video clip for us to consider.
This is what they felt like when it happened. And today, it's how we should feel too. Because what it meant for them, it means for us.
He is risen. Let us rise as we're able and sing number 216, Christ Arose.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Please be seated.
As we come into our time of morning prayer, we'd share with you to be praying for Jim Lichty and his family upon the death of his mother on Thursday at the age of 94. You can also see on the back of your bulletin to be praying for young Finn Yoder, who's been dealing with some headaches, and so they're awaiting a further appointment. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Gracious Lord God, we come before you as your people because you love us, because you've created us. We are your people. Lord, how good it is to recognize your love and your grace, that we claim Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. And Lord, in this time of worship on this holy day, when the tomb is indeed empty, when Christ is alive, when Christ has ascended to be in heaven with you, to sit on his throne in glory everlasting, Lord, we come into your presence this day and every day. We come into your presence asking you for your forgiveness, confessing our own sins, the darkness of our lives, the shadows that can exist in our minds and in our hearts. And on Easter, we remember the cleansing of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We remember him serving the bread and the cup, the broken body and his blood. And we remember that when he was crucified and he breathed his last, the curtain of the temple was torn in two, symbolizing for us that the way to God has been opened up through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your ways. And Lord, we pray that in this time of worship, we would be renewed with new vigor, new energy, even new lives of faith for those that are filled with doubt, those that really haven't accepted you yet as your Lord, as their Lord. Lord, I pray that in this time of worship, what you are about and what you are offering would touch each of our hearts and each of our minds. And Lord, I pray that through the power of your Spirit, you would cause a response of renewal, of new love, of new devotion, of new service. Lord, we lift up to you Jim Lichty and all of his family upon the death of his mother. Lord, we pray for your love and peace to fill their grieving hearts and minds. Lord, remind them in this day that Christ did arise and Christ has promised everlasting life for those who trust and believe. Lord, we pray for Finn and for Eric and Anna. We pray for his healing and for his health as they wait further appointments. Lord, may those headaches just continue to decrease, and Lord, we pray for relief. We also pray for patience and for love. And Lord, in our time of worship, we recognize Jesus Christ as Lord, as Messiah, as Savior. We also recognize him as our teacher, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Let us join together in singing, "Christ the Lord is risen today." Please stand as you are able.
Thank you.
I asked our two trumpeters if they still had enough air, and they said, sure, and Matt wanted to know if I needed him to preach. Thumbs up for Matt to preach or thumbs down? Oh, look at that, see? But you would really like it because he said it would be short. For the children amongst us this morning, I have a glass that everyone is seeing, the same glass and the juice that is in it, but I'm sure people are looking at it with different eyes. That some will see this as half full, and some will see it as half empty. I'm going to solve that. So now you see the same glass, and it's empty, but we're still going to have people look at it differently. Some will see it as empty and start to complain that there's nothing in there to drink, or Pastor Eric drank it all. Or others will look at this empty glass and wonder, what can it be filled with? What good-tasting liquid can be put in there for us to enjoy? See, there are things that people look at. It might be the same, and yet we are looking with different eyes. And that's kind of what happened on that first Easter morning. There were three characters in the Bible that went to the tomb that I want to talk about this morning. One of them was Mary, one of them was Peter, and one of them was that other disciple who we know as John. They went and they saw the same thing, but they looked and experienced different things. Peter, he went into the tomb, he saw the linen, he saw the blanket folded up, and he was curious. He might have said to himself, I wonder what this means. Mary, the Bible tells us, didn't even go into the tomb. She stood outside and she wept because she was sad. John, he went into the tomb and the Bible says he saw and he believed. So Peter saw and he was curious. Mary saw and she wept. John saw and he believed. And we can learn from all three of them that as we experience Easter, as we look at Jesus from the cross to the empty grave, we can learn from Scripture and we can learn from one another of asking around the table this day, what did you experience in worship? What did you hear? What did you see? And as we share with one another, we have a fuller picture of what Easter is all about. It is the love that God has for us through Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you for your love. And I pray that around the table, wherever we might be this day and every day, we would take time as family and friends to share what we've heard, what we've learned, what we see through Jesus. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Our bulletin insert is, every morning is Easter morning. Please rise as you're able.
It is finished, he said. We have watched as his life ebbed away. Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day. It was late afternoon. We went down to the tomb, left his body, and sealed up the grave. Oh, I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear what I say. Just seen Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. I've just seen Jesus, our precious Lord divine. And I knew gentle words asking what was her reason for tears. And I sobbed in despair. My Lord is not there. He said, child, it is I am here. I've just seen Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. I've just seen Jesus, our